It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembros.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, we never like Mondays after a weekend off of Michigan Tech hockey, but we'll do our best to work with it. Because we don't like when we don't have a Husky hockey game on Friday and Saturday night. And Coach Pearson loves winter sports. He loves coaching hockey. And he loves shoveling snow. And he didn't have to do any of them this week, at least in game situation, because we haven't had any snow, Coach, till today.
Can you believe that? Out there this morning, Dirk. So don't worry. I think it was Saturday. I was up on my roof just getting me some ice and snow off. So there's plenty to do. But I enjoyed it. It was a good weekend. We had a real good practice on Saturday, so it's not like we had the weekend off or anything, but maybe there's a little less pressure on you because you don't have the game. So, but it's beautiful. I told our team on Saturday morning before practice that I have an addiction, and I asked what the meaning of addiction is. So, and CJ Ike gave a very good description of what the definition of addiction would be, and something you crave, you need, that you depend on. So
yeah.
So Friday night, I told him I saw about seven college games were on. So I was in my prime. I don't think my wife was real happy about it. You get a Friday night off, and there's the hockey. So anyway, I filled my addiction on Friday night with hockey all night long, and it was good. It was good to see, and you pick up some ideas, you scout some teams. I saw Wisconsin, Penn State, and those were Wisconsin's last games really prior to us playing them, so it's good to watch them and watch Minnesota Duluth and Colorado College on Saturday night. So got a chance to watch Duluth, and they look real good. So anyway, busy weekend, but at the same time, a little more relaxing than normal.
Well, let's go back to last week, Coach. After the show on Monday, you had a chance to. You did tell us that you were giving the guys a couple of days off. So, what was the practice schedule like, knowing that we had this off weekend coming up?
Yeah, good question. So, we got back from Alabama Huntsville, week Sunday, and we actually gave them, so they had Sunday off because of the travel day, and then we gave them Monday, Tuesday off. We just told them, if you don't want to come around the rink, don't come around the rink. If you want, there's ice available. If you want to come and just get a lift in, whatever. But we didn't see them really for those 3 days, or the 2 days for sure, Monday and Tuesday. And then we got back at Wednesday, and boy, did we have a lot of jump. I thought we were excellent on especially Wednesday and Thursday. I almost wish we played that Friday.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a couple days just to get away from it, and just more mentally than anything. Like I said, we've been on the ice since September 15th with them. So, that's a long grind, with not much time off in between, and you're going 6 days a week. It's not like you play one game a weekend or you get in a day in between games. You're playing two games and Friday, Saturday, so it's a long grind, but we're almost down the first half, and then we'll get some time to regroup and reflect on what we've done and look at what we need to do better for the second half.
Are you a big proponent, Coach, now and when you were assistant coach at Michigan, of giving guys days off to keep them fresh and keep them wanting to be hungry on the ice?
Well, big time, Dirk, big time. I remember when I was an assistant at Michigan, especially the second half of the season, because it is such a long year. I remember calling different coaches and saying, hey, what are you guys doing today? Are you having any time off this week? And there's a lot of theories on it, and I think you have to know your team and know your individuals as to pick, what times you try and give those days off. But I'm a big proponent of it. Like, as you know, I'm big into the sleep aspect of it, getting mm-hmm. make sure you're getting your 8, 9 hours, trying to stay on somewhat of a regular routine so that you can perform. Performance is so important. So I think having time off is huge. And I always talk, I always ask our assistants, well, are we tired or are we out of shape? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just don't look like you have it, and you're concerned, well, we should be in shape, but maybe we're not. Are we out of shape or are you tired? I wish you could, poke somebody or have a monitor to say, oh, you're out of shape and not tired.
Because I'm usually both.
Well, and you can be. You can be out of, because when, if you're out of shape, it's easy to get tired. So.
Yeah, true.
But, no, and you have to have a feel for your team. And then when you break down your team, you have some guys who play a lot and some guys who don't play much. So you have to make sure you're keeping the guys who don't play much up to speed and in shape, because if you don't pay attention to that, they have a chance to really fall behind and get out of shape compared to the guys who are, you know, playing a lot, especially in the games, and you know, they don't need as much work. So it's interesting, and you're trying to find that happy medium between, are we working them too hard or are we not working them hard enough.
We have one of the best, if not the best penalty kill in the nation right now, Coach. Our power play has been good, but I know it wants to be better. Was that one thing that you maybe worked on a little bit this week, or did you worry about special teams at all?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think with not playing, there were specific things we wanted to try and get to. Anytime you're playing a game, you're just trying to make sure that you know, there's a number of things you want to stay sharp at. And but without playing, you can really try and focus on one or two things more than maybe you would if you had games. So we did that. We worked on our power play a little bit, and especially Saturday morning, we had more of a the two things we worked on Saturday morning were a power play and 4-on-4. You know, we haven't seen a lot of 4-on-4, but when we have, we've been okay at times and not very good at other times. So we just wanted to go over that again and just make sure everybody's on the same page and understand systematically how we want to play 4-on-4. But having said that, even on the power play, you have a basic system, but then you have to be creative off of that, and that's why you're highly skilled, or your most creative people are usually good on your power play, because you have a set formation, but a lot of times you have to take what's given you and you have to create things and so on and so forth. But yeah, so we worked on that, and I thought we were okay. You know, they get frustrated, Dirk. You know, your players tend to get frustrated in practice. You know, the penalty killers know what you're trying to do because they're right. You see every day, and so they cheat a little bit, and then your power play guys get mad. And but when you think about it, you know, I picked this up. I forget who it was in baseball. Said, you know, if you get a hit, maybe one every, you know, three times, or one every four times a bat, or one every three times a bat, that's pretty good, you know, or three out of, you know, 10. You know, which you think 7 out of 10 times you fail, and that's like a power play. You know, if you can score really 1 out of 5 times or 2 out of 10 times, you know, that's pretty good. Right. That's pretty good. But the other 8 times, you know, you're failing. So I think you get so caught up in when you don't score, then the goals you get. So anyway, it's a good Saturday. It's a good week. And I know our guys will be really excited about this week. And they'll be flying today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the WCHA that went on without us, Coach, this weekend. And I guess if we can start with the big game on Friday night with Alaska helping us out. A 5-4 overtime win at Mankato against Minnesota State.
Well, you know, we've talked about every night you got to show up and play. And if you don't, you're going to get beat. And looks like Mankato had a decent game. I've not seen that game. That's one of the few games I did not see this weekend. But having said that, Alaska's dangerous. I mean, we found that out last year when they came in here and waxed us pretty good twice, right. You know, near the end of the year. So they've got some talent. You know, they got a kid named Tyler Morley, who's a very skilled player. They got a kid named Colton Pararenko on defense.
I just remember him being
tough. He's excellent player. So, and then they've got a lot of guys that are pretty good that maybe you don't hear about on that team. So they're fast, they're skilled, they're talented, they play hard. So they've got a dangerous team. And obviously, if you score 5 goals on the road like they did, you're going to have a good chance to win most nights. But that was a you know, big win for Alaska, and it helped us.
Yeah, 42-26 were the shots. Minnesota State did outshoot Alaska in that Friday night game.
But yeah, and I watch the highlights, and it just seemed like pucks were going in for Alaska. You know, a lot of scrambles around the net, good bounces for Alaska. But they worked hard, and they earned them. So, like I said, that win will, you know, at least guarantee us having a chance to be in first place at Christmas, which I don't know when the last time. You'll have to look that up, Dirk. Yeah. You or Cal Larson will have to get on that. When the last time at the Christmas break that we are in first place?
You look at, and we talked about how good Minnesota State can be defensively. The Saturday night game, which Minnesota State won, to pull tied with us in first place, they only gave up 14 shots in that whole game.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, and they've been averaging, like I said, I think about 35 or more shots a game. Yeah. And they're good on both ends. And I think once you lose, you know, we have a tendency to come out a little bit harder, and coach has a chance to throw some things around the room and get you, you know, rearrange some things and get your minds back into it. So, Yeah, not surprised by that. And, you know, they're a good team. Minnesota State's a good team. And, you know, they, like most good teams do, they bounce back and found a way to win.